Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock, September 14th, 2023. I'm Randy Chrisman, Chair of the Public Service Commission, joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugenhoffert and Julie Fedorchak. So we have a quorum. We have one item on our agenda today. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugenhoffert, do you?
No, I do not.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't either. Thank you.
Okay, then we'll move right into it. I move the Commission adopt the Administrative Law Judge's September 12, 2023 recommended findings and ruling and recommended order for the informal conference held on the application for revision number 8 to surface coal mining permit number BNCR-1101 in BNI Coal Limited, revision 8, permit BNCR-1101. Application case number RC-20-438.
Second.
So I'll try and summarize this because it's 11 pages. So, but I want to give a little history too. On October 28th of 2020, so almost 3 years ago, BNI filed the application for revision number 8, which adds a little over 2,660 acres in six different sections of land, adds plans to mine a 320-acre federal coal tract, and proposes to modify the post-mining topography. The revision updates nearly every section of the permit. Not quite a year later, on May 5th of 2021, the Public Service Commission informed the public that written comments, objections, or requests for an informal conference must be filed to the Commission by July 6, 2021. From July 19th, 2021 through February 3rd, 2023, so a year and a half, we conducted six technical reviews of the revision and BNI updated the permit in response to each of these reviews. On June 8th of this year, we issued a re-notification informing the public that written comments, objections, or requests for an informal conference must be filed with the Commission by July 31st, 2023. And I just wanted to highlight that time frame and history for folks that are listening and might not be very familiar to know that this isn't something that gets just rushed through in a hurry. This is a long process that provides some opportunity for comments from the outside. So on July 18th, Brian Dresser filed comments, objections, and a request for an informal conference. Mr. Dresser expressed concerns about coal mining operations being conducted within 500 feet of residences, the lack of design plans in the permit for the haul road crossing 37th Avenue Southwest, which is an Oliver County road, blasting damage to buildings, access to agriculture property, dust control, and lack of communication from BNI on past agreements and future mining plans. The next day, on July 19th, Dave and Deborah Berger filed similar comments, objections, and also a request for an informal conference. On August 17th, the conference was held as scheduled. And our state law requires the Commission to issue a ruling within 30 days, which falls this Sunday. So here we are, and even though this process has gone on for several years, pretty quick timing after the informal. So the judge laid out these findings and some rulings and ultimately an order. And I'll go through some of the main findings, and I'm going to kind of jump around, but also at the end of each of these main findings, kind of point out my assessment of the rulings that pertain to those findings. So first of all, I will say, the first one was regarding blasting. And Mr. Dresser and the Bergers stated that numerous blasts over the years caused damage. Mr. Rudnick of BNI stated that the blasting limits set forth in regulation have not been exceeded, to his knowledge. The PSC's environmental engineer, Brandon Myron, explained that the commission can require an operator to conduct seismic monitoring of any or all blasts and may specify the location at which the measurements are taken so the effect of each occupied dwelling can be directly or more directly quantified. Mr. Myron also stated that regulations currently require an operation to submit a blast design to the commission if the blast is within 1,000 feet of any building used as a dwelling. So that is what the regulation says. We can't really change that 1,000-foot requirement. So near the end, the ruling order section of this order, and it would be rulings numbers 4 and 5, point out that BNI's revision meets the statutory requirements. It outlines the requirements that they must follow as it relates to the use of explosives, but the commission can also require additional monitoring as is appropriate to protect the occupied residences. Another issue was the Hall Road. Mr. Dresser and the Burgers expressed concern about the proposed Hall Road crossing of 37th Avenue Southwest. BNI is considering an at-grade crossing, which means people will have to stop and watch. They stated that 37th Avenue Southwest is a heavily used road, especially since Oliver County closed 35th Avenue. BNI's attorney, Wade Mann, stated that approval to work within 100 feet or to close a public right-of-way is outside the jurisdiction of the commission, and those things require county approval. Assistant Reclamation Director Jonathan Emmer agreed with Mr. Mann that the approval to work within 100 feet or to close the public right-of-way requires county approval. So the ruling section of the order, number 8, points out that BNI must submit design plans to the commission for the Hall Road crossing once the Hall Road is designed and they have received proper approval from Oliver County. I had mentioned the 500-foot issue. Mr. Berger and Mr. Dresser expressed concerns about proposed mining operations being within 500 feet from their residences, as depicted on the maps. Reclamation Director Zanna Brinkman clarified that the commission would require BNI to remove all mining disturbances within 500-foot setback from occupied dwellings that have not provided a written waiver from the... We'll do that with the next technical review of revision number 8. And the Burgers and Mr. Dresser expressed that they have not signed waivers to that effect. So the ruling section, section 9 of the order, points out that mining is prohibited within 500 feet of any occupied dwelling unless the owner of the occupied dwelling has provided a written waiver. Mining disturbances within 500 feet of an occupied dwelling, as shown in revision number 8, are not in compliance. Regarding dust, the Burgers and Mr. Dresser are concerned about dust. Mr. Mann stated that the commission has limited authority regarding dust and air quality and submitted that this authority is subject to Department of Environmental Quality jurisdiction. Mr. Emmer agreed with Mr. Mann that the commission has limited authority over fugitive dust and air quality since it is within the jurisdiction of DEQ. In the ruling section, number 10, points out that jurisdiction and authority to regulate air quality in North Dakota is within the purview of the DEQ, and the fugitive dust created from traffic on 37th Avenue Southwest is not under the jurisdiction of us. With noise, the Burgers generally spoke about noise pollution from the mining operation and acknowledged that it is part of living in coal country, but the noise has become worse as the mining operations have moved closer to their home. In the ruling section, number 12 points out that we do not have jurisdiction over noise except for blasting operations, but it was not demonstrated that their that they've exceeded the decibel level for blasting operations. And the last one, the lack of communications from BNI on past agreements and future mining plans. Both the Bergers and Mr. Dresser expressed communications issues with BNI throughout the course of the informal conference. They stated that a lot of the issues discussed in the conference could have been avoided if BNI had regularly talked to the landowners and kept them appraised of their current mining plans. They also expressed concerns with BNI honoring past agreements as it relates to land buyback agreements. Mr. Sheets and Mr. Hager of BNI acknowledged these concerns and stated that they will try to improve their communication with the landowners. So in numbers 13 and 14 of the ruling section of this order, it points out that the commission does not have jurisdiction to enforce the terms of lease agreements or buyback agreements, and the Surface Owner Protection Act is not subject to our jurisdiction. The North Dakota Century Code outlines the notice requirements an operator must provide to landowners. So although communication is encouraged, BNI follows the specified requirements of the law. So I kind of gone through the ruling things that I thought specifically pertain to those concerns, which leaves us with the order on the things where we do have jurisdiction. BNI must provide haul road design plans and may not conduct surface coal mining activities where mining is prohibited until Oliver County Road Authority has provided authorization and BNI then receives our approval. BNI must conduct seismic and air blast monitoring at or near all occupied dwellings within 1 mile from the nearest charged drill hole, with advance notice given to landowners so they may be present when the monitoring takes place. And BNI must remove all mining disturbances within the 500-foot setback from occupied dwellings unless those disturbances are approved by the owners.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I would give a shout out to the staff and Jack, Zana, Jonathan, your team, and the company and the parties for sitting down and talking through a lot of this stuff. Hopefully this is a step in the right direction that can address, you know, some of the concerns. We have limitations under the law with what we can require. I think we're addressing those here. And I appreciate that, and I also appreciate the company's commitment to improve on the communications. We all know in life that communication can make things go a lot easier. It's hard because everyone's busy and sometimes things get away from you, but you really have to double down on that side of things when you're working in people's backyards and make sure that you're going the extra mile when it comes to working with the people living in and near this this mine. So all in all, I think it's a positive step, and appreciate everyone's hard work and coming to the table in a reasonable way to get a positive solution.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
So that concludes our agenda items for this special meeting, and we don't add agenda items to special meetings. Is there anyone online from the press that might be to ask questions? So then we don't even need to go into recess for press questions. So with that, thank you, everyone. We are adjourned.